your voice in the morning.
7:44 is where we're at this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. We'll move along now to our next feature. Now, we know there's been immense challenges for the small-scale fishing sector, and for years, fishermen have been asking for relief to small fishing quotas. Yesterday, the Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara C. Creasy, said that she granted small-scale fishers in the Western Cape access to fishing during the 2019-2020 West Coast rock lobster season as part of the transition to the new small-scale fishing sector. Now, is this good or bad news? Let's hear from Pedro Garcia, chairperson of the South African United Fishing Front and Small-Scale Fisheries Collective co-chairperson. Pedro, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very, very much for having me on your show, and good morning to your listeners.
A near pleasure. Now, you know, to start off with, you know, what was the context for this decision made by the minister?
Well, look, there were a number of individuals who had already been identified and verified and put onto the list of small-scale fishers. This was after the application process or the registration process had taken place. And these individuals had been excluded from what is known as the interim relief dispensation. Mm. It is a bit confusing for people who are not involved, because currently we are dealing with what is known as an interim relief dispensation, which was granted by the Equality Court in 2007 when they instructed the department to provide for fishers who had been unfairly excluded from the allocation processes in 2005-2006. There were a large number of people who had applied but who were unsuccessful, and most of them were bona fide fishers. Hence, the Equality Court had then ruled in favor and instructed DAF to then grant the interim relief dispensation until a small-scale policy can be developed and introduced.
Are you're speaking about the interim relief dispensation. You say there's a bit of confusion, and we understand the department has amended the interim relief list to include the fishers who have been declared small-scale fishers. But are you happy with the agreement?
Look, we're not ecstatic. Let's put it that way. But I just want to start with the minister herself. Mm. I think she's done in the past few months more than her predecessor done in the past 10 years, to be quite honest.
Okay.
She is defining herself as a principled individual, but more importantly, as a public servant. She's carrying herself with integrity and commitment towards the fishing industry. However, I just want to stop the accolades there and park it. What she is doing thus, what she's done thus far, barely scratches the surface of what's been happening in the industry over the past 15 years.
Now, go ahead, sir.
No, there is a mammoth task that's still lying ahead of her, and there's bold decisions that has to be taken. And that bold decisions especially resides around what the big companies are holding at the moment.
Yes.
You see, we cannot accept a small-scale fisheries policy or the implementation thereof if we are not sure that what is going to be contained in the basket of species is going to make economic sense to our people.
Mm.
Because that is going to be extremely dangerous for us. Because if we do accept a small-scale fisheries or the implementation of the policy, it means that the interim relief dispensation, according to the court order, would fall away. So we wouldn't be sure then whether it's going to make any economic sense to us for the next 15 years. So we need to be sure, and we need to be sure that the minister is going to be bold enough to take away from the big companies, because that is where the resources reside at the moment. There are no other resources available. The resources that we need to put into the basket of species only expires at the end of 2021. So we still remain, you know, in a very fragile position in terms of delivering something that can make economic sense to our people.
Now, you know, there have also been concerns with regards to, you know, the identification and verification process of the list of fishermen. You know, is it fair as far as you are concerned?
No, there's been been a number of issues around the identification and verification process and in many cases valid concerns. But the minister had indicated, and they are currently busy now, that there'll be an audit on the process. And once the audit on the process is completed, the auditors will then recommend to the minister what the way forward will be. And that announcement should come shortly now as well.
Perhaps if we can speak, you know, further in terms of, you know, the basket of species for small-scale fishing. I mean, you have raised the concern, and there are concerns that it is diminishing. But in terms of our small-scale fishermen and, you know, those that are involved in the industry, what are they saying at this moment in time? How are they feeling?
Look, there's a sense of relief. It's coming at a time when it's needed the most, during any period of the year. It's the festive season coming up. Schools will reopen again in January. Parents will need to buy, you know, books and whatever the kids need for school. So it's coming at a good time. We just need to ensure now that our people get maximum benefication out of it, you know, in terms of the marketers. And we have to keep our ears to the ground and keep our eyes peeled, because that has been one of the biggest problems as well, the actual value that that our people get, you know, in terms of the returns of the resources at their disposal.
Certainly. And finally, you know, what is the way forward? What process will now follow?
Look, the minister has announced that this is part of a transition. We are hopeful that the transition will go smoothly. We are hopeful that the audit will take place, but we are also going to remain, you know, extremely cautious of how this thing is going forward. Because once again, acceptance of the small-scale fisheries policy, in our opinion, must be contingent on a basket of species which is going to make economic sense. Otherwise, we would have fought for nothing for the past 15 years, and we will sit with nothing for the next 15 years.
All right. Well, Pedro, thanks so much for joining us this morning, as well as providing comment on the matter. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so very much.
Only a pleasure. Bye. And that was Pedro Garcia, the chairperson of the South African United Fishing Front and South African Small Scale Fisheries Collective co-chairperson, speaking to us this morning.